poll, 57% of voters in key congressional districts back boosting ICE, border agents to fight illegal immigration, trafficking in Big Beautiful Bill. By Sean Moran on May 27, 2025. A strong majority of voters across key congressional districts back President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill's move to boost hiring tens of thousands of ICE and Border Patrol agents to combat illegal immigration and human as well as drug trafficking. The American Action Network, AAN, commissioned Fabrizio Leon Associates to survey voters across 72 targeted congressional districts about top-line issues in the House-passed Big Beautiful Bill Act. The poll found that 57% of these voters back hiring nearly 40,000 additional ICE and Border Patrol agents to address illegal immigration as well as drug and human trafficking. Related, illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. Holman details the horrors he's seen of open borders. The survey also noted that 68% of these voters support providing funding and equipment for the U.S. military to disrupt illegal drug supply chains and other forms of illicit trafficking in order to support U.S. law enforcement in their fight against drug cartels. Representative Ashley Hinson, RIA, has explained to Breitbart News how the bill would both secure the border and disincentive illegal immigration. President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill will secure the border permanently and facilitate big, beautiful deportations. This is about undoing the invasion of illegal aliens, drugs, and criminals ushered in under Biden and ensuring our Border Patrol and ICE agents have everything they need to do their job, Hinson explained to Breitbart News. Related, Caroline Levitt shows insane drop in border crossings under Trump versus last year of Biden. Hinson also noted that the bill would set up a series of fees for those seeking asylum to discourage those seeking to enter the country illegally. $1,000 asylum application fee, first in U.S. history. $1,000 fee for individuals paroled into the U.S. $3,500 fee for sponsors of unaccompanied children. $5,000 fee for sponsors of unaccompanied children who failed to appear in court. $550 fee for work permits. $500 application fee for temporary protected status, TPS. $400 fee to file a diversity immigrant visa application. $250 fee to register for the diversity visa lottery. $250 visa integrity fee. $100 year fee while asylum applications remain pending. $100 fee for continuances granted in immigration court. $5,000 fee for individuals ordered removed in absentia. $1,500 fee to adjust status to lawful permanent resident, green card. $1,050 fee for inadmissibility waivers. $900 fee to appeal a decision by an immigration judge. $900 fee to appeal a decision by DHS. $1,325 fee to appeal in practitioner disciplinary cases. $900 fee to file motions to reopen or reconsider. $600 application fee for suspension of deportation. $600 application fee for cancellation of removal, permanent residence. $1,500 application fee for cancellation of removal, non-permanent residence. $30 fee for Form I-94, arrival/departure record, up from $6. We're also expanding immigration fees, so while Democrats wanted to incentivize illegals to come here with taxpayer-funded benefits, we're flipping the script to disincentivize illegal immigration and build upon President Trump's work to shut down the border, Hinson added. Fabrizio Leon Associates surveyed 1,200 registered voters in 72 targeted congressional districts from May 6 to 8, and the margin of error for the poll is 2.83%. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.